whatnot.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We have a technical problem that in our sound department. It'll take just a second. So I'll just walk around and act like I know what I'm doing.
I'm at home.
We okay? Okay.
Come on, Eddie.
This next song is a story of my life. It's called Fairy Tale.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Oh, man, now I'm all emotional.
In 1960, we did a song called It's Now or Never. And it was taken from the Italian song O Sole Mio. I'd like to ask Cheryl to do the Italian version, and we shall do It's Now or Never. Listen to his voice, ladies and gentlemen.
So, this is funny, then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Funny.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, we'll have an interesting battle to deal with our wonderful company over the weekend. To try to figure out once and for all who owns our website.
Yes, yes. These are the things that we struggle with on a daily basis.
I was working under the assumption we owned it since
right.
we pay the bills for it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pull it up on the computer, the bookmark shows up CBS Radio.
Yes, it does.
And I swear to Christ, Jack, if there is a bigger pussy on the face of God's green earth than Michael Todd Hughes, I do not know who he is.
We are very frustrated. When you get calls like that, it is very frustrating.
That's it. That's all I want to say. I mean, I'd like to say a lot. I can't. Michael, shame on you. You got no balls at all. You don't support our show in any way to begin with. Come on, let's face it. You don't do S for our show. You don't care about our show. We're here. We're revenue generators. We're miles away, which frankly is the way that we wanted it. So that's fine. But you can't distance yourself from us when we need you to support the show.
And I think right is on our side on this one.
You know, because this is the quote, because it all goes through intermediates during the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hughes says that technically CBS kind of owns the website, and if you put a douchebag's phone number on the website, well, then the company really can't stand behind you. Like what? Like if the guy brings the Supreme Court down on us?
I'd like to hear the court transcripts. It would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. We've been through this a million times before. If you give out somebody's phone number and they get calls, they call the radio station and they complain, and the station says, okay, we'll pay to change your phone number.
Right.
What they're really worried about is that this douchebag is going to sue if somehow his phone number gets out.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his argument going to be? Well, I called up and said some racial things about Sean Taylor.
The world would be a better place without Sean Taylor. Mm-hmm. That was one of the quotes that I remember.
And we decided that the only way to fight back was one time, give one of these cowards a taste of their own medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, give out the phone number.
Make them accountable.
You feel like making a statement like that. This is not a clearinghouse for idiots, you know, 4 hours a day.
Yeah, but don't be too hard on the company, Don. There's really no need to be hard on the company.
I won't, Mike, because I love them.
And as I do. With all of my heart and soul. My heart and soul.
Just be nice one time. If they weren't always afraid that we were going to do something that's going to tip the station off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael, I know you're listening right now with your underpants going all the way up. You can taste them in the back of your throat right now. So think about this. What about if we went with your genius thought to cancel Homovember? Because we might offend, as you called them, a special interest group.
I thought Homovember was a tour de force.
No problem. No problem. But you, Michael, and management wanted to cancel it because you were afraid that things maybe could somehow spiral out of control. What would be the problem if you had to defend? If you're the manager of a radio show and you say, well, we had these two guys. They gave out some douchebag's phone number. This guy was just calling with stuff about Sean Taylor that was just, it was not right. You know?
And it wasn't. And anybody that listened to that and anybody heard that knows it wasn't right.
Right.
So what?
And I, once I guess, in a while, you know, it ain't like we do that every day.
And I guess the question to management is, when is the one time that you're going to stand behind us here? In the time that we have left broadcasting, you've stripped away virtually all of the tools that we have. We're still doing the show. We're not quitting. We're here. We're doing it. But Jesus Christ, how about one time you stand behind us? One time you stand behind us because maybe what we did was right. Maybe we broke a rule. And maybe someone's going to get their wee-wee smacked. That is all you are concerned about, Hughes. You are concerned about the guy in the big chair smacking your wee-wee. You would rather bury your head in the sand about everything that's going on with Mike, about everything that's going on behind the scenes that God knows I'd love to talk about and I can't. And just one time it would be pleasant if we did something that we thought was with good intentions. It would be nice if you at least stepped out on the ledge with us instead of saying, well, I got to run it up the legal flagpole, just like you had to run up the flagpole about Homovember. What legally was wrong with doing a promotion called Homovember? Absolutely nothing. They were just afraid about what might happen. Because, as you know, you and I have a big history of doing so many big, scary things that we cause riots.
Yeah. Anyone listening to this show knows our relationship with the gay community, and that's why the show was the way it was. And I didn't see anybody walking out of here after that show for Homovember that didn't have a smile on their face and didn't have a good time.
No, so my point is, again, management is wrong. They just wanted to cancel something without even hearing our side or our presentation, and they were proved wrong. Now, in this case, I believe Hughes even heard it. He said the guy was despicable. Mm-hmm. We just can't do that. Why? Why? I mean, do I got to start another website now on my own just with this guy's phone number?
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm the only guy that is legally out there if some douchebag listener gets his number put out on the air because he was calling saying awful stuff about Sean Taylor? That's okay. I mean, thank God I got enough money for inducing stuff like that. But it would be nice if the company would stand behind us.
It would be.
And say, you know what, hey, maybe you shouldn't broadcast it on the radio, but hey, on the web, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's to stop me from just emailing the phone number to a friend of mine and saying, put this on Radio God's forum? That's a website that has nothing to do with our show. We don't even look at that. It's a fan site that we don't look at anymore because those people are nuts. But what if we gave them the phone number? They're good nuts.
Yeah.
What if we gave them the phone number?
The good nuts. I like that.
What would the legal response be then? Because I guarantee you I'd lie my ass off and say I didn't give them the phone number.
Well, I know you never really would.
Right.
I wouldn't, Mike. But
I know you never would.
And I know you never would.
Wouldn't happen.
But what if someone else did?
Well, we can't control that. We can't always control that.
You know, I mean, here's how they could even pacify us. You know what you do? You waste all this money with these goddamn lawyers. Why don't you have the lawyers call the guy in Wichita and just scare the ass out of him? Say, hey, guess what? You know, this is Linda Feldman, and you're a bad person for calling the Don and Mike show and saying this racist stuff. And we didn't give out your phone number. But we want you to know something. You're just awful.
You know, in a verbal way, isn't that almost like inciting? You know, I'm not a lawyer, but isn't that like inciting?
What the guy was doing? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, just giggling and saying his little piece with total autonomy and, you know, total.
No accountability, you know, like really. You said.
Anyway, but that's the way the company wants to play it. Because they're all into making good decisions right now. They're all about making good decisions all the time. Who am I kidding? All the time. Every decision is a brilliant decision. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for once again showing us how we were wrong. Michael Hughes is right. We are wrong. Why try to do anything that breaks the mold in this climate that we're in? Why do anything that, God forbid, someone might hear and complain about? What would happen? Really? What, would the house of cards fall down? I mean, we've been through more crap doing this radio show, radio stuff, in 20 years than Hughes you've been through in 20 lifetimes. Jesus, we have had bowel movements that are bigger problems than this thing.
You can say that again.
And all we're looking for is a little support. How about, hey, guys, throw it up there. Throw it on the web. Go ahead, throw it up. Or how about just one time not hitting the button?
Mm-hmm.
Every time something is said that somebody might think could be taken the wrong way. Don't tell me it's a rule, because rules can be broken.
Where's the rule book?
That's one of the unwritten ones.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, it's one of the unwritten rules.
Because, as you know, you and I are awful guys. We are bad, bad guys. We cannot be trusted. In our over 20 years of working for CBS, a couple of times, yes, we have done stuff that has gotten us in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on us. Here's my question. We are nothing to this company. We mean nothing to them. Why can't it be that way all the time? We know that this show...
You mean the good and the bad.
Yes. We know that this show means nothing to CBS. They don't care about it. We're 4 hours a day to fill on some of their radio stations. Why can't you take the same indifference when we're doing something that we give have a rat's ass about? You sure are indifferent when we do good stuff. Jerk-offs. Oh. Springtime for Hitler in Germany. That's my coded message. Use it on your Ovaltine Christmas story thing.
You're right. Yeah. How you feeling?
Ah! Feeling like I might be fine. I'm feeling like I'm thinking, if it's going to be that dollar amount, I got a lot I want to get out. It depends if I'm on their clock now or not.
You think they'd let you know that?
No.
No. No, that'll be down the road.
Yeah, I get a certified letter on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way they do things around here.
You're killing me.
Oh, but whatever you do, don't give out that guy's phone number.
No.
God, don't do that.
Those are the important things.
Jesus Christ. Why don't you guys talk about the movies coming out this week? Come on, man.
You're the critic. Have you seen a good film, good play? Have you been out and about? Have you gone to a good museum lately? Give us a call right now.
You know, you can only do so much neutering. Mm-hmm. Really, you can only do so much. You know, Opie and Anthony are going through this 1,000 times worse than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they're now, they delete out the word fart now on their show?
That's un-American.
The word.
That is un-American.
The word. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, I know we got it bad, and they have just Bass Ackroyd's way of governing our shows and, mm-hmm. and all the other shows. But, I mean, really, how long are we going to be the scared broadcasting company? How long until we get a set of nuts? Jesus Christ. Really? You wonder why people are leaving this medium. And I mean listeners. You wonder why? Because everything's homogenized. What happened to the old days when you would say to us, go out and just swing and hit one out of the park?
Mm-hmm.
If there is something that happens, we'll deal with it. What happened to those times? How come now everything is so goddamn reactionary and, oh, be careful what you say about this, be careful what you say about that. Don't do this, might do this, might do that, might do this, might do that. How about waiting until we actually do something bad and then come down on us with the fury of hell? You're just always afraid we're going to do something bad.
Well, isn't that part of the magic?
Yeah, but the thing is, he's the only stupid guy that believes it. I mean, we're pretty benign, mm-hmm. as shock radio goes.
True. I think we're nice guys.
I think we're jerks.
I think we couldn't be nicer.
Ah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hi there.
This is Michael Hughes Balls, and I've gone on vacation.
Have they gone to area code 316?
You still have it.
Oh, of course, I've memorized it.
You memorized it. You committed it to memory.
I tell you what, Hughes, you can't stop me from calling him. There you go, problem solved.
That might be a fine thing. I'd like the number 2.
Got it.
Okay. That will be a fun ride home.
I got nothing but time.
I cannot think of a better Friday commute.
All weekend long.
I cannot think of a better drive home.
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to take on my tough love exterior.
Good for you.
When I speak to that individual.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
And maybe, who knows? You know, sometimes when you get a phone number, you can arrange a play date.
Anyway, I'm glad we had this time together. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're not walking out, that we're not flipping out, that we're not screaming. But seriously, Hughes, you're an effing idiot! And we're not going to the El Zol Christmas party. Please. Okay? All right. Mm-hmm. How come everything's so quiet now?
Because sometimes...
we're thinking.
No. No, actually, sometimes I'm actually enjoying watching.
Oh, you enjoy watching my head explode?
A little.
Well, you're ruining the industry that I love.
I would say that I'm watching and I'm learning.
You are single-handedly ruining this business that I love and I care about. You are driving people to iPods and to satellite radio because you're pussies! Giant pussies! But don't worry, when I'm gone, you can change the format to Fresh 106.7. Because that seems to be the Band-Aid that works this week. All right. Well, it's in a spot set.
Sure.
Wow.
Well done.
Pretty good.
Do you think this is inappropriate? I'm just going to go.
No. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you. Well,
I would have loved to, you know, sometimes I punctuate.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to do that if I didn't receive instructions earlier today not to. And not from CBS.
Who?
New lawyers.
You got new lawyers.
Shh.
Oh my.
Quiet.
Watch it.
Quiet.
Pay half of my fine. I just had to delete that out, Mike.
I'm very sorry.
That's how buttoned down I am. Radio.
Radio.
Why have you ruined the only medium, in my opinion, even in this day and age, where you can be so intimate with people and have a relationship with people every day? Let me ask you, Hughes, why do you go out of your way to take away the one-on-one involvement that we have with people? Why, when you have the opportunity to do something that people are going to remember and talk about, and yeah, maybe there will be a little shrapnel around. Well, grow a set, you dingleberry. Seriously. Or we could just track the new U2 album and voice track the disc jockeys. I wonder how Brett's arm is.
Are you there now? Are you at Brett now?
Yeah.
You're at Brett now?
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
Poor Brett. My head feels like his arm.
He's going to be fine.
You'll both bounce back.
Okay, well, here's commercials. And then we'll be back with something that's probably slightly less awkward. And if I'm not here, you know, it's been a slice.
A slice of heaven.
A slice of paradise.
Of course.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.